Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hey, I'm Amanda, and we have a wonderful guest with us today, Chance McCrary.
Yo, what up? How y'all doing?
Oh my god. Hey.
And for people watching, we color matched so well
it's
today.
It's crazy.
Not on purpose.
It looks so cool.
It's oranges, it's browns, it's beiges.
It's earth tones. It's desert, as you
desert.
Said.
Desert.
Yeah, we're very boho today.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Pretty hot.
Boho chic.
And that's perfect because today I'm going to read my favorite subreddits.
Yeah.
It's a little vulnerable, guys.
You've had a couple weeks. You've been working on this. You've been cooking.
I have, and I sent them to Selena, and she was like, oh my god, you went to work. And
did
I was like,
you write some of them? Be honest.
No.
If we
could
found,
you imagine
if we found out if they're all, you had a Reddit account and you've been posting for years?
No. Could you imagine if they're all written by me and it's very clear that they're all written by me?
Me and my castmates.
Yeah. Me and my castmates always have a good time making each other laugh. Have you seen my wedding colors?
You've been talking shit on the cast for years.
That would be awful. Here's the thing.
So
you know when they say, oh, blah, blah, blah got canceled because they posted all this stuff? I'm like, well, that person's an idiot. I would never post that thing. I would just write it in my journal about you guys.
That's true.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That is
but
fair.
People use social media like it's a journal.
And
they have been for 15 years.
Truly.
And then a post from 15 years ago comes back to haunt you.
Yeah. No, I will never do that. I didn't write anything on here. This is all Reddit. But before we get into the Reddits, we have to address something. And I think, Shane, I would like you to address, and Chance is going to be here to be my witness.
Hi.
That I was pranked, and so was the rest of America and the world.
Yeah.
The millions of our viewers. A couple years ago. A couple weeks ago, I had that prank call with Matt Duran.
On We Solve Your Problems.
Yeah, where I called the cemetery where Matt Duran's dad's plot was missing, which is real.
Okay.
All of that's real.
No.
Well, yes, the setup is real.
No. Weren't you there for this whole thing? What do you mean?
Well, now I don't know who to trust because
okay,
I was
fair.
Well, because when Matt Duran came on the first time to when we solve people's problems, he was like, "Yeah, my dad's plot is missing," and that is true. He wasn't sure where his dad was.
Well, that's so awful now.
Yeah,
I wrote him off as like, "Oh, I don't care about Duran ever again." No, I'm just
kidding.
Wow.
But then it was like at the end of that one, I was like, "All right, I'll call," and so. A couple weeks ago, we solved Smosh's problems again, and I called the cemetery on the episode. But on the other line was Marcus, and people have been speculating, like, was I in on it? Was Matt Duran in on it? I just wanted to clear up that Matt Duran, Marcus, and I, and Selena, met up the day before that episode and, like, talked it all out, and we even rehearsed some of it.
What?
Like, Marcus and I got in, like, little, like, fake arguments in a meeting, and we were like, oh, this is gonna be so good. Like, this is gonna be awesome. Like, let's just go for it. And,
that's so wild, because I was not in on it at all, and to be honest...
You couldn't tell Marcus's voice.
He
killed it.
I'm shocked, because towards the end, as he was yelling, I was like, well, once he said clues, like, 2011...
And Craig Ligma.
Ligma, which you still have to explain that to me.
Ligma balls.
There it is again. There it is.
I'm so glad you explained it to me. Thank you.
You
I was
just,
going
I,
around
what
the
did
office
you just say?
Saying Craig Ligma called, and it was terrible. No, but anyways, I was sitting here.
I mean, you should meet his friend, Ben.
Ben Ligma?
No, Ben Dover.
God.
I know that one, because it's clear. Craig Ligma's less clear.
Mm.
Anyways, bend over. I'll ask for him around the office.
Oh.
But yeah, I was struck.
The was incredible.
This is what I don't like. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment. I don't enjoy it.
From yourself.
I'm getting flustered from myself.
It's okay.
I'm like, bitch, you're the one talking.
Bitch, it's fine. But here's the thing. When you were on the call, I was worried for you. You were acting
so crazy. It was incredible. And I was luckily crazy. So in it. And I was just kind of like staying locked in here. But I saw you in my peripherals doing this, being like, calm down, like, bring it down. Out. But even funnier was I could see James, the cameraman, behind the cameras in my peripheral. And he was just like... Yeah, like losing it.
I could only watch half because I thought it was real, and I was like, Shane is going in on this poor service
Thank
worker.
You.
I was like, I need to turn this off. Like, I can't watch this right now.
Service worker. That's exactly what I thought.
Like, this is not funny.
There were a lot of comments where people were like. Like, oh my God, this gave me so much anxiety because I don't think I could watch these shows knowing you're like this.
Yeah, no, it's true. You became a monster.
You were
Scott,
so...
Scott, the sound guy afterwards, was like, dude, I was like, Shane's an asshole.
It was also incredible because it was like you channeled Karen energy into your personality.
Uh-huh.
I was like, holy shit, he can get anything he wants right now out of anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, even a body that's not there, which is crazy.
Yeah, which I think we did reveal that I think his father's ashes are probably with his mom has his father's ashes. So
release the ashes.
Let's see.
I think it's all actually pretty good. It's like it's okay. The problem's solved, but
Marcus coming in clutch.
Marcus,
like,
he killed it.
Oh my God!
Like. Yep. Stellar performance.
He really had an amazing character arc because he was like pretty calm, pretty professional, and then he was getting a little protective over his job.
Yeah.
And then he was like super pissed at you.
It was great.
And there was just something so believable about like the numbers and like give it to me again. Give it to me.
And
what is the
some fans clocked that it was fake early on because there was no plot number written down. So I said a random number.
Yes.
And then when he asked for it again, I just like kind of forgot what I had just said. So I just started saying another number. And that's when I was like, you know what? Never like screw that.
I didn't even know.
So some fans clocked that it was wrong because there was no number. But it was awesome.
Wow. Man.
Was it fun for you?
Oh, so fun. Like as a character, I love playing an asshole. It's
as
so fun. I would never do that in real life.
No, of course.
I also couldn't make that call in real life.
What?
I wouldn't be able to actually.
That's an email.
That's an email.
What? Where is my father's body?
Yeah.
Email.
Where's my father?
Sincerely, Shane Top.
Yeah.
That's
Anyways.
Why I was surprised that you even took the call.
I know.
I thought you were going to be like, no, and then call for Selena.
Wait, they
like,
called
Selena.
You?
I
no,
called them.
He called them.
Oh, okay. I called Marcus.
He instigated it.
Mm. It was
he
very
enjoyed
funny.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
now, subreddits.
So, subreddits. So, I will get into this. This is not a prank. You guys.
You really surfed Reddit for a while.
Yeah. And also, I don't think you noticed.
What? Boob job.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Let me tell you, I got a boob job on top of my already big boobs, and it is incredible.
Is it still called a boob job if it's a boob reduction? Not that you need a boob reduction.
I suppose it is.
You're welcome.
I think,
is
no,
it?
I don't think it's called a boob job if you get a reduction.
I actually don't know.
I think a boob job is like, you're getting the job done.
Yeah, but if you get
getting
a nose
job,
if you get anything done to your nose, it's like you got a nose job.
But I don't think they're reducing the nose.
Yeah, they're making it smaller.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Guys, put in the comments if boob job also means reduction.
Yeah, that's what you guys are going to be putting in the comments.
But, yeah, exactly. But this is not a prank.
Okay.
I'm revealing this to you guys now.
Okay.
Just kidding, you guys know about this. I'm having a baby.
What?
What?
Release the fetus.
You want to see? No, not yet. Not ready yet. See, this is,
that's what having a baby is.
You don't... Well, actually, you do release the fetus.
Yes, ma'am.
You're so right. Well, let's release the fetus.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to show you guys the bump. You guys ready?
Well, okay.
And we named the baby. It's called The Baby.
It's okay. The Baby.
First name, The, all caps.
I'm going to be honest. It kind of sounds like Da Baby.
Well, that's his fault.
Right?
It's his fault for doing that.
No. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Bumpy, bumpy.
Wow.
That's the bump. And what's crazy is my friend came to visit me and she was like, how have you been hiding that on Smosh? How?
Well, you've been behind this table.
Very well. Very well.
Yeah, you're sitting.
Also, everyone's been on it. Everyone at work knows. Everyone's been respectful. Everyone's been incredible.
We all take turns sitting on the stomach.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everyone sits on my lap. Yeah, so that's what's happening.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Do you guys have any questions? Shane's like, nope.
Well, I feel like we've known about it.
Okay, I have a couple questions. What would you do if the baby came out and it had a beak?
Okay, that's a good question. And you know what? I will respond in email. But
Amanda, we're so happy for you.
Thanks, guys. It's really, really exciting.
Would you still like love it or shit?
Of course I would love it. A beak would be difficult.
I wouldn't love a beak, baby.
A beak would be hard. Okay, let's get into
on
this.
On to subreddit.
So anyways, yeah, I'm having a baby.
I'm having a baby. Anyways, Reddit.
Well, here's what's wild. I know I put this together 2 weeks ago, but when I first got pregnant, I really did kind of look on Reddit because there are a lot of baby things on there. So I'm going to give you a little snippet.
Are these all babies? So these are baby things? Sorry.
Are these all babies?
Are these all babies?
Are these babies?
Release the fetus.
Release the fetus.
No.
Make sure, guys, to ignore all this and comment about boob jobs. That's what we want you to comment about. That's what the comment
Only
section is
Only comments
for.
About boob jobs.
Don't encourage them.
Is it a reduction it. Or a job? Is it a job? Is it a working job?
Someone's
no.
Be like, my dad is a neuroplastic. What?
What?
Hopefully you're not commenting.
I'm not.
Okay, the first part is a little snippet of a subreddit that I found. And these subreddits that I chose didn't actually help me. They just made me laugh recently.
Okay.
This one's called Beyond the Bump.
Oh.
You guys know what that means?
The bump like
it's like
baby.
The baby bump.
Yeah.
So this is after the...
But Beyond the Bump is like once the baby's born.
After.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, first one. What made you jealous of your toddler today? Question mark.
Jealous of your toddler?
Yeah.
The perfect skin.
That's actually true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What are you going to do with that perfect skin?
I'm jealous of their confidence.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
actually
confident.
So true.
They get to experience things for the first time.
Yeah. Well, this person said, I'll go first. Today I picked up my 2-year-old. They threw their weight backwards and I heard / felt every bone in their back pop and just thought, I bet that felt phenomenal.
Whoa.
Random.
Beyond the Bump has some incredible shit.
That's really funny.
Yes?
I feel like babies don't be cracking.
They do.
Really?
I think 2-year-olds are wild. I think they're like...
Yeah, but I think they're like gummy. Because they also have less bones to crack. You develop more bones.
They don't even really have bones.
Guys,
bones grow together.
No.
They grow together.
Guys, so my baby has bones currently.
No.
Your baby ain't got no bones.
Honey, my baby has actual bones.
Your baby ain't got
bones.
No spine.
That would be... Oh, my...
Bitch.
Let me hear.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was awful.
Wait, let me try my neck.
Okay, not bad. You got one.
Okay, imagine a 2-year-old did that.
They can't.
Next one. Picky toddler? Wrong. I'm living with a food critic. ... There's a bunch about food in Beyond the Bump.
Are you nervous about that at all? With like that would terrify me with a kid of just like making food for them. I'm just like, oh.
I think my plan is to not give them any options, to just give them what we're eating.
That's, hey.
That's my hope is like, oh, we're having a steak dinner or oh, we're having chicken. You're also going to have it too.
My 3-month-old is going to eat this steak dinner.
Okay. Not my 3-month-old.
Okay, but until what age?
Well,
because
as
some
we
of my
know,
worst memories are being at the table
forced
being
to eat
forced
vegetables.
To eat something I know I don't like.
Well, I'm not going to force that, but I will have a lot of like vegetables and healthy foods involved.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way. All I wanted was like chicken nuggets and chicken parm.
Totally. Yeah.
And so it's like, how do you get out of that? Actually, I don't actually know the answer.
I don't know either.
Because, you know, babies can't have water for the first 6 to 12 months.
I did not know that fact.
Only milk?
Because
they
milk is 87% water. I learned this.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know that babies can't drink water.
If you were in the desert and your baby had milk and you didn't, your baby would last.
Yeah.
These are the things I read about.
My baby's going to last anyways.
Good. Are you also?
What?
Chance, do you have an announcement?
Chance? Ew. Oh my God.
Oh!
It's so high up there, honey. It's all abs. But yeah, they can't have water for the first 6 to 12 months.
That's crazy.
Some people give them water, but like you don't need it.
I'll give my
milk.
Baby water.
I can't. Butthut?
No.
Okay, picky toddler. Wrong, I'm living with a food critic. I'm making walking tacos. I don't know. Whatever the heck my husband and kid want tonight. Okay, this woman's a little upset. And my toddler wanted salsa. So we went to Walmart. After a bunch of other errands, I wanted to grab a few items. Then we get to the salsa aisle. I go to grab a jar of salsa. My toddler is like, it's the jar kind. That's disgusting.
Oh.
Whoa.
And then convinced me that he needed the real one with real tomatoes. It was already hard enough explaining they didn't have any good ripe avocados at the store for fresh guac. End up getting prepackaged. He's not happy about it.
I wouldn't be happy about that.
And yeah, I don't need another argument, dot, dot, dot. So I am here after 7 hours of running around and doing errands, making fresh salsa, 22 weeks pregnant, about to fall over so my mini food critic doesn't have an aneurysm.
I gotta be honest, I'm surprised because, you know, the jarred salsa has way more like sugar and like, it kind of is delicious. I would think a baby would want the jarred salsa.
I agree. Well, this
the real
is a toddler.
Stuff, this toddler's got great taste.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. Picky.
Yeah. Wow.
Not even critic. Not even
okay.
I'd
but
be proud.
She's 22 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, that's can her husband not make the salsa?
Or
no,
what story are you at that they don't
women. The men, once they give you the sperm, they're done. They retire.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
They like, go to sleep.
They're like a bug. They die. No.
Literally, everyone's just like, wow, your husband's doing so much. I was like, yeah, we're in an equal partnership.
Together.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I actually feel great.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. I feel
you've been
incredible.
Doing try not to laugh and challenge pit and shit. Like,
yeah, I
nothing's stopping you.
I know. I looked back on some old photos and I was
what?
Spud Hut.
Yeah.
Like what? all these things where I'm like,
so many fans are going to be like, not again.
I'm like, I'm pregnant in all of them and it's wild.
Yeah. With the butter.
With the butter.
Yeah.
And you said,
I literally said as a joke, are you expecting?
Yeah.
And you had found out like that day.
And my
right?
response, I watched it back. I'm improvising my response. She was like, no.
Yeah.
That was an Amanda response.
Look at this. There's butter on my costume.
Are you expecting?
No.
Wow.
Can we bring up, you can cut this if you want. Can we bring up how it was forever ago when it was like, oh, there's going to be a Smosh baby. And Spencer goes, Amanda's.
Yeah. And he also said that and didn't know.
Yeah.
There will be a Smosh baby.
This happened.
Alex and
Amanda.
Art. No. Oh. And Angela said something too during Spud Hut filming or but way before. And I was just like,
uh-oh. Everyone knows.
And then Tommy was Brittany Trash.
Who was pregnant.
Who was pregnant. Yeah. And literally people were taking her belly going boom, 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 boom. And I was sitting there in the beginning and I was just like, watching that. Dude, it's crazy. It's
that
crazy
is
to
crazy.
Go back. Anyways, okay, a couple more. Am I crazy? Dot, dot, dot. There are so many that start with this.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't blame
That's why
them.
People go to Reddit.
Yeah.
It's literally to be validated. Or
to be
like,
validated.
Am I wrong here? Am I?
Yeah.
Like, that is the premise for most Reddit posts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to ChatGPT, too.
No, I do not f*** with that. Do you?
No, I don't actively for that. Because I'm like, you're training your ChatGPT to tell you what you want it to hear.
Yeah, we don't know where ChatGPT is getting their answers.
Yeah.
It's generative. Whereas Reddit, you know a person who maybe experienced this same thing.
But some people write letters and resumes and all that based off of ChatGPT.
Letters and resumes make sense.
People using it as a tool.
Absolutely. Fine.
Yeah.
Using it as a tool is one thing, but looking for answers.
Especially emotions. Like, you're asking for ChatGPT to explain your emotions to you. Something it doesn't have or
do people ask
see. We're
that?
we're so close to the singularity it's scary.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm scared by that. Let's
yeah,
just stick
do.
With Reddit. Because Reddit is killing the game.
They're all real people on Reddit.
Yeah. No, there's not. Some are not real. Some are AI.
A lot are probably AI. Sorry.
Do we think this one's AI, guys?
No, this has got to be real.
Am I crazy? Dot, dot, dot. My baby is 4 weeks old. I swear she will sneak little smiles at me. Yes, she has had plenty of sleepy smiles or gas smiles. These particular moments happened twice when she was looking me right in the eye and I was talking to her in a high-pitched tone. Everything that I read said that it's very unlikely that she's smiling at this age. So, mamas, am I crazy for thinking she's smiling at me? Question mark.
Aww.
Could you imagine the baby's like,
ew, no ew, one's going to know.
Yeah, this is between me and you. They'll never believe you.
So, funniest videos on Instagram is literally like a grown-up who's working from home and their toddler is directly behind them and they're just like and they turn around and they're like, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I think babies can smile.
I think they do smile. Yes. But like sneaky little smiles.
Why do they have to be sneaky? What makes them
this
sneaky?
Is what this person wrote.
Oh.
Babies are mysterious. We don't know what's going
they're
on.
They're just like this.
Babies work in
mysterious ways.
Okay, last one. What weird things calm your child? I'll go first. My daughter is 7 months and I have to start beatboxing every time I clip her nails.
That's awesome.
No, I am not good at beatboxing.
You just want to beatbox.
I am not good at beatboxing is what they say.
Yeah.
Do you imagine? Boom. Shh, boom.
Was that you beatboxing?
Cut.
That was awful. We're keeping that in.
No, cut.
We're keeping that in.
Try again.
Cut.
Can you please try again? But earnestly, like, I want like pitch perfect. Like
pitch perfect. Come
on. Yeah, they beatbox and pitch perfect. Try it again.
Wait.
Are you doing Boots and Cats at us right now?
No.
That was really hard to hear, man.
No, I'm not.
Really rough.
Okay, guys, that's the subreddit for Beyond the Bump.
That's
baby.
Adorable.
Wait. Did you want to try beatboxing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm okay.
No, Shane.
Come on, please.
Okay. I would actually love to hear this.
Okay. Well, you know, that's only fair.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, all right.
You're a performer. You've done things
right.
like this all the time.
Oh!
Okay.
That was actually really sick.
It's actually not
Thanks,
bad.
Amanda.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to do it? Motherfucker.
No.
Well, I guess you're the guest. I guess you don't have to do anything.
I'll try, though.
Okay.
Oh. This is going to be that clip from Staring Contest over again.
No, it's not.
God, that feels like okay, a decade ago.
Let me beatbox. Okay. I'm deciding what I want to do.
I'm patiently waiting.
I can do a bit. Okay, hold on. Let me think. Okay, I'm going to beatbox. Here I go.
Why are you all sexy about it?
What was that?
Why are you all sexy
Hold
about
on.
It?
Let me beatbox.
Okay.
This is horrible.
Jess, what are you doing?
We're going to have to move the f*** on.
No, now you have to do it. Okay. I need to know what you're going for.
You have one more attempt.
Okay, here it goes. Here it
goes. That's just a real song that you're singing. That's just literally a real song.
Are you doing Just Friends?
Is that what that is?
Music Soul Child?
Music by Music Soul Child?
I love that song.
That song's incredible, but is that what you're trying to do?
Are you doing Just Friends?
You're doing the
That was good.
Yeah, you're doing
Wow.
That.
So you just did that. Okay. I guess my Boots and Cats is fine. Okay. We're going to move on to something a little different in the subreddit. I'm going to move to one of my favorite subreddits. It's called Room Corn.
Corn.
But it's not corn.
Okay.
Guys, it's just pictures of gorgeous rooms that people took.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
No, there's a ton of subreddits like this.
Yeah. Here's the first one.
Oh my
wow,
God.
Wow, I love that color.
Moroccan, that is an entryway, bitch.
Yep, Moroccan-inspired entryway in an Edwardian house.
Oh.
Look at how stunning
that
is.
Those windows.
Yeah.
incredible.
No, yeah. I know. This, I like, love this shit.
Yeah. I love that chandelier too.
Me
or
too.
The lantern.
Every part of your house should be something. Look at the mail slot.
Just like that, the brassiness of it. Oh, it's reflective.
Look at the ceiling.
Oh my God, it's mosaic tiles.
This is right when you walk in. See? That's why it's called room corn. Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Guys, this is in Spain, and it's just a kitchen.
That is not just a kitchen.
Isn't it stunning?
Look at the live edge wood.
Whoa.
The shelves.
Look at this.
You know what it gives?
There's a bag here. It's waiting to get picked up and taken.
It gives Tatooine.
Yep.
What's that?
But like, nice. Like, yeah, a nicer end of Tatooine.
What's Tatooine?
A gentrified Tatooine.
Gentrified Tatooine.
What is that? Cool. Crazy.
Yeah. It's like, this part of Tatooine is actually really nice. They have a high mat there.
What is
this? They've got blue milk shops over here.
Yeah, they've got an Equinox. There's a Shake Shack on the corner. Tatooine's actually really nice. It's actually getting really nice over here.
Do you want a vacation in Tatooine? Are you sure it's safe?
They have pod racing. It's really cute.
They have really nice places. You just stay on the resort.
Yeah. Just stay on the resort.
What is Tatooine?
That's Star Wars. That's where Luke was born.
Oh.
And
totally.
Anakin.
Got it.
God.
Heard.
Amanda.
That's what you guys were going off about?
Yes.
Look at that.
That's got the place that...
But also, You're so right.
It looks like a nicer version of their huts.
You know what's my take nowadays?
Really nice version.
Because people make fun of like when a house, like a room... What'd you say?
Like, really nice version. He went, well... Yeah.
I've gotten so exhausted with the just like gray slate of like the past 15 years that
the millennial
even if
gray.
A room is like, even if people criticize and say this room looks dumb, I'm supportive of anything with personality nowadays.
Me too.
I'm like, just go for it. I just want to see different stuff.
You know what it brings me back to? And a show that is now back on, Extreme Home Makeover.
Whoa.
Because they used to do those rooms in like...
They used to go bad.
Head over heels for the theme?
Yeah.
It was way too much. It was like the kids said one thing about a horse, and it's like, you have a horse horse mural.
Yeah. And then that kid ages like 3 years. They're like, God damn it.
He gets in the bed. The bed's like, clop, clop,
you're
clop.
Like, you're like bringing you're back home from college, and you're bringing your date home, and you're like, this is my horse bed.
Yeehaw. You have to say it when you enter. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy high on cocaine showed up and just whirlwinded our house. Yeah.
In a week, we got a free vacation, but.
No. Wait, the show's back on? Is it better, though?
I don't know. I just saw a poster that said, move that bus. And I was like, that.
Move that. Because I feel like some of those home makeovers, they make everything look the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, just make it your personality.
Yes.
Like, what? And the gray, I'm with you. I'm like, the gray is so bad.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, every other apartment in L.A. became that for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, can we please just have, like, different colors?
And cafes. I was actually just telling Court this.
Coffee shops used to, in the 90s, coffee shops had personality.
Cool. And now they actually got rid of a bar in L.A. that I loved, and it was so cool. It looked like you were in the 80s, underwater hot tub, and it was nice. And now they literally stripped it, and it looks like a bad version of this.
I know.
And it's, like, gray. And I'm like... What? And they have like one flower.
Yeah.
I'm like,
dude,
guys.
Remember when Starbucks had like personality?
No.
Yeah.
In the 90s, it looked like a cool coffee shop.
Yeah.
Like that was their vibe. And then at some point they're like, you know what? Let's just go square and gray.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was forever ago.
Well, you guys are gonna flip out. I mean, Shane, I know you're gonna love this.
Okay.
This is a library. The St. Florian Monastery, which is in, I don't exactly know where.
Oh, monastery. France? You know it's going to be cool. Dude. Holy.
Look at this.
You know what it gives me?
You know you're finding a spell.
Beauty and the Beast. Me too.
Austria.
Dude.
Good day, mate.
Look at this. That's Australia.
Quoting Dumb and Dumber.
That's Australia.
That's so good.
Quoting Dumb and Dumber.
Okay,
that's
sure. So you are. Uh-huh.
That is so cool.
Are you dumb or dumber?
Yeah, are you dumb or...
I would be I'd be solving conspiracies in there.
I know you would.
Like, what's hidden under the Vatican? We'll discover it here.
Oh.
Ooh, very Tom Hanks of you in The Da Vinci Code.
Nice.
Wait, who's dumb and who's dumber in Dumb and Dumber?
I think
Jim Carrey's
dumber. Dumber. And
Harry is the dumbest dude ever.
Lloyd is pretty dumb.
You're so right, but
Jeff Daniels is not quite as dumb as Jim Carrey.
You're so right. Have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Oh,
I'm not as old as you guys.
It is what it's one of my favorite comedies of all time. It's
incredible. I don't think I was allowed to watch it.
It's an incredible.
You can watch it now.
Now,
why would I watch it now?
No pun intended. It is a dumbass movie.
Does it hold up?
It's so good.
Does it hold up?
I think it holds up. I think it holds up. It's incredible.
Okay.
It's funny. It's funny because it's got really good
lines. White Chicks holds up.
Oh God, White Chicks holds up.
I just watched.
I've never seen White Chicks.
I cry every time I watch that movie.
We need to have a movie night where we watch White Chicks and Dumb and Dumber.
Wow, that's good.
Honestly, I love Dumb and Dumber. It's one of my favorites, but White Chicks makes me cry.
But White Chicks was a lot. It was a while after Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it had. Okay. And I think they're doing a 2.
White Chicks 2.
Which is crazy. I'm like, Wayans Brothers are doing a 2 years later.
But they don't. I just saw Damien. No, someone. I saw one of them, and
Marlon?
I was like, you have not aged.
No, they don't age at all.
I was like, this movie was 15 years ago.
It's insane.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I can't believe you haven't seen White. It's so funny.
I haven't.
Anyways, yeah.
I always do that whenever I have a wig on.
That's so good. Okay, so this was the climax one. We're going to move on.
I love that.
Like, literally, this subreddit, I could have been on it for...
Oh.
I mean, I was.
It's incredible.
You have a Pinterest?
I do have a Pinterest, yeah.
You know one that I would recommend? Mm-hmm. It's the opposite vibe, though, is a subreddit called Evil Buildings. And it's just photos where people find buildings that look evil.
I wish I found that.
And it's really fun to look at.
Okay, I'm interested.
I'm telling you. Fascinating. This has opened up a whole new
world. What makes a building look evil?
There's just like some...
Windows.
Very, very, like a lot of brutalist structures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just look like a evil fortress.
There's a layer in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a henchman or two in there.
Big Brother operates out of there.
But I also love Room so much.
There's a penultimate boss who's like really, really buff.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know okay. what
I'm talking about? No.
Like, if you're playing a video game, the main boss is going to be behind the penultimate boss, and the penultimate boss...
Penultimate?
Penultimate? The one before the last.
Yeah, penultimate.
The one before the last.
So yeah. The second to last.
The second to last.
Mm-hmm.
So behind that person, there's always a bigger boss?
No. The last boss is usually like magic-centric or...
Technology-centric.
It's not the cosmic-centric.
Oh, okay, cosmic-centric. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Final boss always has some sort of cosmic thing.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Oh, the universe.
Man.
They're so much more powerful.
Where's
this, like...
Not just
about your body.
Education. Why? How did I miss all
video
this?
Games.
All right, we're back
literally,
to that.
Literally every video game.
All right, next...
Elden Ring, Skyrim.
Next subreddit.
It's probably
Final Fantasy.
In Resident Evil 2, you're getting to, like, the main
person. Oh, yeah.
Person,
yeah. Like... There's, like, 4, and then the main person is, like, the 5th one. And she's the most magical. You're so right. Yep. So the ones before her are called pent bosses.
Penultimate.
Just the one before her.
Is penultimate.
Yeah.
I think in Resident Evil 8, it's the guy with the
it's
glasses.
It's the guy with the glasses, yeah.
And he's like a kind of trickster type of boss. And then the final boss is like that big.
She's like mother or
yeah.
maiden or something. And she can turn into birds and crazy shit.
Oh, birds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
There you
Multiple.
Go.
Multiple. She's amazing.
That's really powerful. Mystique doesn't get that powerful until she gets enhanced by Apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. I know Mystique. Rebecca Romijn.
But she can turn into like animals and shit, and definitely not multiple animals.
I don't know if she can turn into animals, but she definitely does like around with birds.
Like, can she turn into several birds? Sorry, I'm sorry.
I think so. And she turns into like one big bird.
Okay, but that's a like crazy power because how are you... Now you're... operating 2 or more.
Yeah.
Wait, have you that's crazy.
Have you played Resident Evil? Because they turn into some crazy ass shit because it's mold.
No. It's a mold?
You should watch their playthrough.
It's a mold.
Yeah, you can watch our playthrough. Hours of it.
Okay.
Yeah, watch all 12
Let
hours.
Me know what
I think
you
I
think.
See you
Let
enough.
Me know what you think.
I think I need some boundaries.
No, you don't. There's plenty more that we can do. Okay, here's the next subreddit. It's called Why Women Live Longer.
And what?
This one is so good. Why Women Live Longer. The image speaks for itself.
Blind
gasoline test.
I'd kill this.
And it's just guys.
You don't even have to taste it. You smell that shit.
What?
Smell it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to taste it. It's gas already.
This dude is an idiot. He's tasting different That made me laugh.
No, I've never been a big fan of the taste of Exxon. That's I prefer fair. Chevron.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
A little more fruit forward.
Yeah.
When you guys were kids, did you
like the hazy that Shell makes?
Yeah.
Did you guys like the smell of gasoline when you guys were kids?
Oh, I love it now.
You love it now?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, here's a video under this. Okay. That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Here's a video under this subreddit.
Okay. What the? Oh my God.
This is exactly the kind of shit that I would think would be on your For You page.
Yeah. Skits from 2005. Wow, they really did do this.
Guys.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but this was at the top and I couldn't put it, I couldn't not. What dumbass decided to dress up as a zebra and go into a safari and get attacked? Listen, I don't care if it's from 2005. You're probably right.
But it's awesome. Look, that's incredible.
Here's another one.
Really dangerous.
Never expected something like this when I started using the men's bathroom. Just barbed wire around the toilet.
So no one sits down.
So no one sits down.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, man.
I thought you guys put it there so people sit down and they get hurt.
What?
No, it's you put barbed wire. Who would sit down on that?
Why would people not let people sit down on a toilet?
You shouldn't be sitting down on that toilet. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And wow.
Barbed wire on it.
You know what's crazy is I'm learning a lot about men today. Thanks, guys. That's crazy because I thought that someone just put it there to f people.
For a long time, I don't know if I've talked about this, but for a long time, I never sat down on the toilet. Even on my home toilet, I would squat above it.
Why?
I just didn't want to sit.
You're afraid someone was going to get you?
No, I just didn't want to sit. And I feel like when my legs are active, I can squeeze out shit.
Oh my. That's probably true.
Probably true.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's less passive.
All right. What is this?
Look at him. No, for no reason whatsoever.
But why is he doing that?
Thank you.
Like, get away from them damn snakes.
Shane, do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
Look, he's kind of killing it. Like, that these cobras are scared of him. Except the one in the back. The cobra in the back is like, guys, you guys are stupid for...
Look at him. He's like...
I mean, he's doing animal work. We did this and...
No, I can't...
He's doing
Meisner.
I mean, yeah.
Guys, yeah, no.
I mean, yes. He's mirroring what he's seeing in the animals. I mean, yes.
Okay, so that's one really fun.
In Africa, I went to South Africa and they had cat parks. It's a zoo. It's a zoo with no rules.
Oh, large cats.
It's a zoo with no rules and just a tiny fence between. It's a Tiger King type of situation.
Whoa.
But there were these lions. Yeah. And they were so close to you. Like it's a rickety fence. It's a rickety fence that's like 9 foot high. Like these, they could get over. They could. If they
could
just,
absolutely do it.
And they could probably get just ripped through them.
Were you close to the fence?
Yeah, bitch. I was right up there. I was right there. Why would I not be in there?
Woo! So then
one of the things I tried to do is I would try to like do the animal work, like move like them, like go like this to just see if I could freak them out a little bit. I guess I'm doing the snake thing.
You're doing the snake thing.
100%. And as soon as they can immediately, I do this at zoos too. I don't go to zoos anymore. But when I went to zoos, I would try to do the same thing. And there's something about the animalistic. They can see the tension in your body. And they'll immediately be like in a crowd of people, they'll be like, that one. That one's stalking me or that one's like moving. Like, because you go like.
Why would you do that?
Because, well, at the zoo, it's because like they're not going to get me because there's like a cage and a.
But the other one with a rickety fence.
But these ones, they're all immediately like. And there's a rickety fence. But then I started dancing. For the cubs, and the cubs loved it.
Why women live longer is actually right now happening right now. That's insane.
It's insane.
I don't like zoos.
No.
I feel really bad
for
the animals. I 100%. Really don't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
But like that, South Africa?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they had a lot of room in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More of a preserve.
It's more of a preserve, but like with a little rickety fence.
Yeah, with a little rickety fence.
Mm.
My sister, she lived in Africa for like a year, and then she went back, and she lived on a reserve, but there's no fences at all.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just
she stayed with a tribe called, I forget the tribe's name. Mamasai tribe? I don't remember. But it was really fun.
Living with the animals.
Yeah, exactly. That's so that's not even a...
The animals aren't like They're not like, we're going to go stalk these humans.
Exactly.
Right now because they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Wow.
I've never been to Africa.
Oh my God. Cape Town.
Would love
awesome.
To go.
Yeah.
Cape Town, South Africa.
I want to go see, I want to go do one of those hikes where you go up into the forest and see gorillas.
Gorillas freak me out.
Gorillas don't scare me.
Really?
I don't want to be anywhere near a chimpanzee. Gorillas, though, are funny and silly.
Oh my God.
You just got to show.
They're so big.
They're huge, but if you just are respectful, if you're just like.
Yeah, if you're respectful, it'll be okay. But if you're not.
You just stay. Well, and wild gorillas, it's like. Yeah. Are chilling, just looking away. They're like, all right, do your thing. Do mine.
They are intense.
And they'll like walk right
they're
past
really
you.
They're really intense. Oh, God.
They're like ripped.
They're massive.
They're thick.
They're
thack.
They're
thack. So are these big cats? The big cats are.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Oh, people underestimate how big lions are.
Yeah.
And tigers. And bears.
And bears.
Oh, my.
Anyways, next subreddit. It's called No Stupid Questions.
Oh, good one.
And I loved this one so much.
So what's the basis of this one?
I think people feel free to ask whatever questions they want.
Nice. It's a safe space to just ask.
It's like no bad pitches, no stupid questions.
Yeah.
There are bad pitches.
There's another subreddit called...
That's what I was going
to
say.
There's another subreddit called Too Afraid to Ask.
Oh, I read through that one.
Oh, sure.
Similar.
And those were a little like, oh, woo.
Yeah, it's a lot of like asking about current events and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
it gets very politic.
What's actually going on?
Oh, that's really interesting. Questions.
Yeah.
This one is... Do people in comas still need dentist checkups?
Hey, great
question. It's not like they're physically eating anything. That's what they say. And who's brushing their teeth? Yeah. I put these on because I was kind of interested in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's brushing their teeth? Okay. Does liking the smell of gasoline make you more prone to addiction?
Huh.
What?
Exactly.
Did we get an answer?
No.
Does it make you more prone to addiction?
There's no answer.
Why would it make you more prone to addiction?
Did you look for answers?
No. I just put the
question. You saw the question and then you just moved on?
Correct.
You didn't?
What?
That didn't eat at you?
Some of the questions. No, because I love the smell of gasoline and I'm not addicted to anything.
And I don't have a problem. Shut up.
No, some of the answers aren't really answering it.
And sometimes just asking the question is enough.
Hey, thank you.
You know what, Chance? That was really powerful.
Yeah.
That was really powerful. Okay, here's another one that you guys will totally get. If someone gets their period in space, does it stay up there and float around until they come back down and it all comes out at once?
What the f*** does that mean?
Edit.
Oh, because it's, wait, what?
If you get your period in space, does it all...
There's a famous...
Like, does it float... What else would it do?
Well,
here's an edit. I'm actually serious. Laugh my ass off. Please answer. I'm so curious. I have a vagine. I just don't know how it works in space. I've never been there.
Why would it change?
But Katy Perry has.
Why would it change?
There's a story, a true story about, I want to say it was one of the first women astronauts. And when she was going to space, the rest of the team was all men. And they got her 1,000 tampons for the journey.
How long was the journey?
If you could check if that's real, I'm pretty sure that's true, where they just had no idea. So, like, we got you 1,000 tampons.
I'm on that face shit, and I wish they would have gotten her 1,001.
NASA suggested sending 100 tampons with Sally Ride.
100 tampons with Sally Ride.
For a week-long mission,
they were going to give her 100 tampons.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they didn't know. Hey, and better too many than being
and
like, hey, all you
got
is one.
Stuck up there, like she's gonna.
Because that just happened.
100 is crazy.
100 is
that
crazy.
To be fair, that did just happen where those astronauts were supposed to go for a short time and they were stuck up there for like a year.
Oh yeah, that was that scares
me. They needed 100 tampons.
You can also use them for nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
And just
that.
For like being silly.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want a picture of you being silly with a tampon.
Okay, hold on, tampon TNTO. Tampon. TNTL. TNTL. TNTL.
Whoa.
Okay.
Tampon TNTL.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's really good.
Do you want to try to say the abbreviation?
Tampon TNTL.
So now say just the letters.
TNTL.
It's weird, right?
TTNTL.
It's weird.
TTNTL.
Yeah.
TTNTL.
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 TTNTL to you too.
TTNTL. Okay, here's one. I eat sugar. Nipples go hard. Exclamation mark.
That's not a question, but that's, yeah.
It's not.
The statement.
It's not.
That's an exclamation, actually.
So for years, like the past 20 years, if I eat anything with a significant amount of sugar in it, like cookies or cakes, my nipples will go hard. Then if I decide I wanted second, my face will tingle and numb feeling. No, I don't feel aroused by food, but I just avoid sugar now due to it. Why does this happen? And no, I don't have the answer. Lo siento.
Whenever I eat cupcakes, I jizz.
Okay, this one's for James, and you guys can just enjoy it. This is a subreddit called LOTR, Lord of the Rings subreddit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This subreddit is so good, but I found a couple. This is someone who just has a glass of wine and says, Eye of Sauron in Rioja.
That's actually really cool.
Isn't oh, that sick?
Yeah, that's awesome.
The eye.
That's really good.
Okay, that's really sweet.
Pretty cool. Here's another one.
This is just like...
No?
It's a very wholesome subreddit, I think.
It is.
Oh.
Is it about to not be?
No, probably is. I've had my giant one true ring since Halloween. My girlfriend told me to destroy it, cast it in the dumpster. After all, why should I keep it? Look at this massive...
Whoa.
Lord of the Rings.
That's
ring.
Cool. That's a really great design.
It is.
Wow.
He shouldn't destroy it.
I really did choose wholesome Reddits.
Well, it's giving me like, okay, so.
Here we go. Here we go.
In like middle school when your friend invites you over and they're just like, let me show you all my cool stuff. And so I'm excited to see all
no,
your
no, no,
cool
it's totally
your...
fine.
No, it's been...
This I literally did this and I was like, this shit is crazy. I was like, y'all better watch out. My Reddit is going to blow up this
yeah,
shit.
You've been talking such big game.
Your first... Your
okay, so this is a cool room I saw.
Hey,
okay,
and so you this... bitches like
it's Amanda's
it.
First week on the internet, all right? Give her a break.
Well, you guys are going to love this next Reddit. This next Reddit is choosing beggars. Here's the thing. I'm proud to be
oh,
who I am.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Oh, look.
Choosing beggars.
It's a great one.
Oh, like.
Choosing beggars. And you know what? This is a long one. And I don't.
I just gave up.
Yeah, you should.
I've had people I've had a lot of people who are like asking for food. And then they're like, what is it? And then I'm like, it's a steak taco. And they're like, oh, I don't eat meat.
Who's asking you this?
The homeless people that I'm giving food to. I thought you said asking beggars.
Oh, choosing
no.
beggars.
Choosing beggars. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, so kind of.
Beggars
similar.
Can't be choosing.
But it's more like.
But I'm like.
Facebook Marketplace or like people asking for.
It's people like. It's like, hey, I'm giving away this couch for free. And someone's like, why is there a stain on the couch? And it's just like, dude.
I'm giving it away
I'm
for free.
I'm giving this couch away for free.
Yeah.
Like, shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what this subreddit is for.
But also about the homeless people that don't eat meat. I'm like, you are so virtuous. That is so That's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, if you can do it, I can do it too.
Okay, should I read I have a really long one. Should I read that one? Okay, this one's kind of long, and I don't care if you guys think it's lame. Lady offered me a bearded dragon, border collie, antique jewelry box, a nice guitar, or a firearm lesson for my couch. Told her she could have it for $20 because this made me laugh. Hell of an offer, though. This woman texted this person a lot. I have a question. I know you're moving and all, and I'm doing the best, and we're trying to beat this bad weather because our new driveway is steep. Is there any way you could trade anything for that couch? I've got a bearded dragon that's maybe a year old and a big aquarium I could trade for you. I paid $200 for it all, or maybe a cowboy border colleague. He's a wonderful boy dog, but I have four dogs. I adopted him. Some lady dumped him in the RV park next to us, but my husband don't want it. But my daughter said she could love it for her bedroom, but I can't spend any money on our new house. First thing that happened was the 60-gallon, 80-gallon hot water heater tank busted. We had to buy a new one. The heat and air in the downstairs area don't work. So we had to order parts, man, to come out and fix it. So that just to try to spend any money right now. But I do have a lot of antique things to sell. I'm selling... Where else did it go? I have a really nice jewelry box, stand-up jewelry box. I have a nice antique huge piece of furniture that goes up against the wall with a glass top, kind of one of a kind. You put behind a couch a lot of nice floral vases. Hope this makes sense. I'm talking into my phone. Border collie dog, I think he's around 23 years old. He's been neutered. 23 years old is psychotic. He's been neutered, but he needs to go to a property where he can run and do his job, LOL. He's in a very big... So she's voice talking and said LOL. Just wanted to flag that. He's in a very big fenced yard with my golden retriever, but we're trying just to take our three dogs that we already have, which is a German shepherd and a chihuahua, then the retriever. Not 23-year-old. 2 to 3. I have a very nice guitar. I could have my older daughter come there and check it out and sit on it, because I know you said it wasn't very comfortable, and bring whatever you think and might trade. I'd give you the dragon and all of his stuff, and I could give you this nice guitar. I can think of anything else. I'll give that to you also. I'm a firearms instructor. I could give your wife fire lessons. If you're not interested, I totally get it. That's fine.
This is one
so
of
what is
Amanda,
she
this is just one of
she
your
wants,
characters.
Yeah. No, literally, I read this and I was like, hell
she
yeah.
She wants to barter.
She
for
wants
the couch.
A couch.
But and then, instead of $20, she wants to give away a dog.
A dog? A lizard?
And
a lizard.
She's a firearms. And his only response
and a
was
a gun?
I told
lessons, how to use it.
He literally was like, I said she could have the couch for $20. After all that.
$20. Okay, do you need me to kill someone? I'll kill someone
after
for you.
All
but
that.
But she said she can't $20. Spend money.
Dude.
She sounds like she spent a lot of money on all these other things
yeah,
she has.
Yeah. Well, only $200 for the bearded dragon in the...
I love when old people do voice to text. It's the funniest thing on the planet. And they love to just go off.
My sister does it. But here's the thing. She'll do it
voice
in like
text.
Public settings all the time.
Yeah.
But she kind of tries to do it a little quiet. And you'll be like having a conversation. Say you and me are having a conversation. She'll be like, hi, Amy. I love that so much. And I think that that is so sweet. And I think that that is really cute. We would love to have you over for dinner, period. I would also love to tell you that to bring that wine that you really enjoyed, period.
Okay,
and she tries to be like very ASMR about it. And I'm like
just text it.
Why not? But also, why not voice memos? Do you guys use voice memos?
I love voice memos.
I love a voice memo.
Honestly, I just don't know if they're aware of voice memos. A lot of people.
I think that they just like get used
to
it.
Text too.
It's
you're so right.
The voice memos write it as text. So like, why would I not?
The funniest, so the right. funniest is when we're whenever we have a group chat and Angela sends voice texts. That shit's so funny every time.
Mm. Here's the thing: I sent her an audio message that was 6 minutes. I know that's kind of long, but in my world, it's not.
Six is long.
Oh, okay. And
but that, if that was a text, that'd be
you don't
a
even want to know what people send me.
What?
My
what?
Sister will send me like 10. No, never mind.
No.
You don't
no.
even.
Please.
This is a very vulnerable episode for me.
Okay.
My sister will send me like 10 audios, and they're all like an hour in total. Not each, but in total.
Does she have a therapist?
And I respond.
Like,
I respond too in long ones too.
Hour?
Not at a time.
Just. Call each other.
Just call.
Different coasts, man.
What?
Different coasts.
No, that's bullshit.
Now that I'm looking at these, I'm like, none of these are crazy.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, guys, I found a Reddit called Long Island.
I love that.
It's just Long Island.
r/Long Island.
First one, why is the bay yellow? And it's just a picture of the f-ing water.
Because it's pissed.
That is disgusting.
Yellow.
That is disgusting.
Straight up, Long Island. Also, bald eagle dines on Canada goose on New South Road in Hicksville. 4-1. Clip in the link. The brother of my son captured this video. The area where this happened is completely industrial. We happened to run an errand near the site the next day and went by to see the aftermath. It's a bald eagle eating a goose.
Okay.
This is Long Island. Here's another one.
That's what's happening in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
This is Long Island.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one. Got yelled at by a neighbor. So I was visiting a family in Hicksville. A lot of Hicksville stuff this evening.
Where is Hicksville?
In Long Island.
Okay. Well,
Instead of pulling into the driveway, I parked across the street because it didn't make sense to turn back and park in the house. It was an empty street on both sides. As soon as I got out of the car, the neighbor on the side I parked on came out and started cursing at me, saying why I was parking on his side when there are spaces on the other side. Is this a normal Long Island thing? It's not like he owns the public road. I wasn't blocking his driveway either. That's it. All right, here's another one.
That's such a real Reddit post.
I can't believe the only—I can't believe I'm the only one who thinks the roads here are horrible. here's another one. Looking for curly perm salon stylist. Hi, looking for a stylist or a salon for a curly wave perm or color treated hair. Yes, I know there's damage there, etc. Totally aware. Oh. But the right stylist can also sometimes take a healthy color treated hair and do a reasonable perm. If anyone has a place, please send pictures. Thank you.
Oh, definitely.
Where are the queer people in Long Island? Where are you and what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
And I did read a ton of the comments. Tons of people are like, I'm queer. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm queer. Hello.
Okay.
But no one gave this person any place.
They don't want
to
meet
go.
With yeah. them. They're, just no. like, they're all just wandering.
Turkey.
Just like, we don't know where we're going.
Yeah. That's Long Island for you. It's a bunch of queer people walking around. Turkey. Turkey spotted on Main Street. Anyone else see this turkey? Welcome to Long Island.
What's going what? On
There's
in
There's so
Long
many
Island.
Birds.
Dude, I don't know.
I got too many damn birds.
There's so many birds and queer people.
I'll do one last one from Boston because Selena's like, you have to do Boston. I was like, you're so right. Aggressive billboard by Logan. Boston loves BJs.
Wow.
Holy shit, dude. Wow.
Dude, I had so many subreddits on here. And here's the thing. I know you guys are making fun of me.
We're not.
No, I'm just kidding. There's one called Sips Tea. Like, I had so...
Sips Tea is a good one.
Oh, you've seen it?
I've seen a lot of these. Do some more.
Do more.
Okay. Random Victorian stuff.
What?
Subreddit.
Oh, I don't know this
Victorian
one.
Stuff? Random Victorian stuff.
Okay.
Swindles resulting from matrimonial ads, 1901. This is an ad.
Whoa.
Found woman fickle. Wooed through matrimonial paper and now won't marry. By special wire. New Albany. July 28th. John Renderer of Massillon, Ohio, arrived in this city a few days ago with an expectation of marrying Mrs. Flora Cable, with whom he had become acquainted through a matrimonial paper. After his arrival here, Miss Cable declined to marry him unless he would rent a house and finally changed her mind altogether. Rendo complained to the police today and wanted to know what action he could take as he spent $40 for railroad fare and house rent and was advised to bring suit charging breach of promise or fraud. Rendo claimed he had bought all his matrimonial correspondence to this city and that it had been destroyed by Miss Cable. He is 33 and a widower with several children. Mrs. Cable is 48 and has two daughters.
Wow.
Okay.
That's in the newspaper.
Yeah.
I'm imagining Gentleman Spencer reading that.
Mm.
Well, I put a gentleman's on here.
Oh.
This is a legit gentleman's supper. And this isn't even trying to be funny. This is just what it's in the Cooking and Housekeeping Simplified.
In the newspaper?
Gentleman's supper. Yes. Okay. As ladies, this is like what they do for gentlemen's supper. I wish I knew the date on this one. It's fine. As ladies entertain their intimates at luncheons, so gentlemen delight in special suppers, fish suppers, game suppers, oyster suppers, or general entertainments where the menu embraces all the delicacies of the season.
Yes.
As the hostess never appears at these suppers, they can be made absolutely perfect if she is a good housewife. They may either be parties of invitation, the guest being notified 3 or 4 days in advance, or impromptu, with the scope of one's establishment permits a sudden accession in numbers. The hour chosen is generally late, after a card party or a visit to some place of amusement. The table appointments may be the same as for breakfasts or luncheons, according to the service of tea and coffee or wine. There should always be black coffee served from the side table, some flowers and fruit, plenty of light, and wine at discretion, or claret or champagne cup in summer. The dishes suitable for gentlemen's suppers are hot and cold entrees, the latter being small and highly seasoned. Plenty of relishes, salads with mayonnaise, shellfish and game of all kinds, Welsh rabbits and other form of cheese, crackers, scalloped and deviled dishes, and a few sweets if the party is large. Unless the occasion is some special one, all formality of service is dispensed with, the dishes all being placed upon the table at the beginning of supper, the hot ones over chafing dishes, and the attendants leaving the room after the first service. Malted beverage may be suitable for wine or tea, coffee and chocolate, used at the pleasure of the guests.
Wow.
That's a gentleman's supper.
That's too much.
That was so much.
Wow, what about just like a...
See, I kind of loved that shit.
Trader Joe's mixed cheese and maybe some prosciutto.
Yeah, that could have been that. But I love that intensity.
Oof.
Gentlemen's suppers are hours and hours and hours long.
Oh, God, that's a whole day.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
That's a lot.
And this is a headshot in the Victorian time.
Whoa.
Okay.
There you go.
That hair is, it's voluminous.
I know you guys are very impressed. This is actress Maud Adams in 1900. Some different shots of her. Original headshot.
Wow.
So this would have been you guys.
Oh, I think I've seen that headshot in the Taco Bell on, never mind. There used, okay.
Wow.
There was a Taco Bell where there was tons of headshots inside.
Oh, really?
What?
Actually, it's gone now. When I moved here in like 2007, there was still like, so many headshots in like every establishment.
Wait,
and it's
why?
Just, time,
and no one
it's
brings
gone
because
away.
You would.
This was so fun for me.
You would bring your headshot to an audition, but then if you didn't use it or if you had extras,
you would give it to a Taco Bell.
If everyone else has their headshots up,
it was like old headshots. These were from like the 80s and 90s, so I think it was during an era where just like. Headshots were just
put your
everywhere.
Oh, right. Okay. Of course. There's like old diners that have people's headshots in them.
Headshots are everywhere. Yeah.
We should bring that back.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
We can start putting people's headshots all over.
Oh, my God. Oh, they have to be signed.
Oh, my God. Or like a
signed headshots.
Oh, you could also do like a QR code on it.
That's way too much.
That's too.
That, then you can scan it on your phone and find their socials.
No.
Wow. Well, guys. That's my first round.
I probably just had a $1 billion idea, and you guys are like, that's stupid.
Wait, they have QR codes on things.
On headshots that we put up around?
A QR code on a headshot is actually a smart idea. I won't lie.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Cast characters are going to start asking for that.
For like dating purposes, if I'm like, ooh, I'm single, put my headshot up.
Your headshot is everywhere in every single restaurant. You have a
QR
code? Not
every single restaurant, just the ones I frequent.
Just on a light post somewhere, it's just like, date me.
Wait, when they click the QR code, what's the picture?
Okay, no, there's a picture on the headshot. That goes to either, it could go to my website, or it could go to my Instagram, or it could go to like my Linktree.
Yeah.
Or it could go to like a little article.
Do you want to put one up here?
A QR code?
Yeah.
We need to figure out the science of making a QR code for things. And then,
we could put a QR code.
And then just have QR codes to dumb shit every
That's
episode.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's sick as hell.
Start doing that.
So, yeah, guys, what was your favorite one that I presented?
The Victorian one was actually really cool.
Thank you.
That's a cool find. Room corn, pretty great.
Chance, what was your favorite one?
I liked the rooms.
Great. Well, I had a really good time.
Your favorite one that you presented?
All of them. I enjoyed all of them.
Okay.
Why women should live longer? Very fun for me. No stupid questions. I also did one that I didn't get to. Sips tea. So fun.
What's that about?
It's just random ass shit.
Okay.
Like random, like this. Parker time.
Oh my God.
Listen, I don't give
You gave me big Spencer vibes just then.
Did I?
Yeah. That is...
Amanda. That's so stupid.
This is like the memes that you send me on Instagram.
Oh, I thought you loved them. You're always
so
laughing
good.
At them.
Yeah, I'll ha-ha react to them,
so
sure.
Stupid.
Listen, I'm cool in my own way. And let's just get this straight. I am cool as shit.
Yeah, so cool.
So if you guys want me to do this again, you just let me know.
Yes. Just get ready. Your baby's going to roast you way harder than we will.
Guys, yeah. It's fine.
Curse?
I get roasted really hard.
What?
I didn't say this one. Anyways, Those are my favorite subreddits. I think my favorite are choosing beggars, because if you ever want to find character inspo, it is there. It is so funny to me. Also, Long Island just makes me f-ing laugh.
Long Island Moose Master coming up.
You're crying.
That was really funny.
Which part?
All of it. All of it. Yeah.
All of it.
And that is why I did a successful My Favorite Reddits.
If the top...
you did
this. I did this.
You did this.
It's good.
You guys like Parker Time?
Whoa.
I thought that was so funny.
That one was rough.
That killed me.
No, it's that. No. Yes.
Yeah.
Guys,
Toby Maguire.
Put in the comments your favorite of mine that I chose. And let me know what you thought about it.
But I think Tom Holland keeps his thumb out.
Who's the better Spider-Man?
That's a crazy question to throw at us right at the end here.
It's the last question, and then we're going to go home.
Tom Holland does his own stunts.
Whoa.
You haven't seen?
I have seen some of that.
It's pretty.
Yeah, you're right. Here's the thing. I wanted to say Tobey Maguire because it's like original, but I think it might be Tom Holland.
Which, the only thing is that I think he's a little too hot to be Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stan Lee even said that about Tobey Maguire originally. He was like, he's too handsome.
Oh, he needs to be like awkward.
He needs to be awkward.
So is Andrew Garfield the one?
No, he's hot as f***.
Yeah. So none of them are the
They're
right.
They're all Hollywood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You guys didn't answer my question. We have to go.
I don't know. I think it depends on at what age you were when you saw it first. You know, like...
Guys, put in the comments your favorite Spider-Man. We have to go now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, definitely comment about those things.
Spider-Woman is my favorite Spider-Man.
Nice.
Oh, well done.
All right. Bye.